Imagine you're the world's second largest producer of oil, and one day you inform the world's number one consumer of oil that you are no longer going to trade using their local currency. That's exactly what happened when a long-standing agreement between Saudi Arabia and the US, where oil was primarily traded in US dollars, also known as petrodollars, expired on June 9, 2024. And to make it worse, it seems Saudi will not be renewing it. In this video, we'll try to understand what exactly led to the June 1974 agreement between the US and Saudi, why did it last 50 long years, why did it end, and just as importantly, what are its implications and what is the future of not just the US-Saudi crude oil trade, but the overall dominance of the dollar in the world economy. I must also mention one minor but important aspect here, that the petrodollar deal isn't exactly a formal signed agreement between the US and the Saudi Arabia. It was a market-driven system back in the day that was fueled by the US dollar's dominance and oil's importance. And the two biggest beneficiaries being the two biggest consumers and producers of oil, the US and Saudi Arabia. So, what is the meaning of the term petrodollar? Before we understand the meaning of petrodollar, we should quickly understand the Bretton Woods system established in 1944, right after the end of World War II. I am not going to take you on a boring history lesson, but a quick, important and useful lesson to understand why, while growing up and even now, most global news channels use the US dollars when referring to the price of an item or commodity. Have you ever wondered, why not any other currency like the Indian rupees, the euro or the Japanese yen? Why only dollars? Well, in 1944, the Bretton Woods system was established. It was a big agreement between powerful countries, where the member countries agreed to set a fixed price for their own money compared to the US dollar. It is also known as pegging, wherein the US dollar became the main currency to which everyone started anchoring their currency. And the US dollar itself was tied to a specific amount of gold, which gave the dollar some tangible value. This ensured that other countries trusted its worth and didn't feel deceived. Another strong reason was also due to the fact that after World War II, the United States was the only participating nation that remained unaffected by the war compared to other major participants. And this eventually led to the world dominance of the US dollars. And that brings us to petrodollar. You see, in 1973, due to the US support of Israel in the Yom Kippur War, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, decided to put an embargo on shipments from the Middle East to the United States and a few other countries. This crisis led to the birth of the US-Saudi petrodollar deal on 8th June 1974, which ensured that Saudi Arabia would trade crude oil in US dollars in exchange of military equipment and assistance from the US. Now the main question is, why did Saudi Arabia end this 50 years old petrodollar deal with the US? Let's try to analyze what were the factors that led to this collapse. By saying no to trading only in the US dollars, Saudi Arabia is opening up to more currencies, and thus not only reducing their reliance on the dollar, but also gaining better bargaining power in the global crude oil market. Because imagine this, when the US dollar value is super strong, if Saudi Arabia only sold oil for dollars, they would get a lot of dollars for each barrel. This would be great. But what if dollar gets weak in the future? Then they would get fewer dollars for each barrel, even though the price of oil might remain the same. By accepting other currencies, Saudi Arabia could spread their risk. Even if the dollar weakened, they wouldn't lose out as much because they would be getting other valuable currencies too. So accepting other currencies is kind of like an insurance policy for Saudi Arabia, in case the US dollar doesn't remain strong in the future. Secondly, Saudi Arabia would be looking for alliances beyond the US and seeking to establish and strengthen ties with nations like Russia, China and India. I mean, think about it. Saudi is the king of oil production. If you were Saudi, don't you want a wider audience to sell your goodies? You want it, right? Lastly, it could also be a show of dominance, a show of power by Saudi Arabia to establish their place and dominance in the global oil market, as well as their ability to deal with any country in a currency of their choice. Think about it, by accepting other currencies, Saudi Arabia could also put a little pressure on the US. Other countries might be more willing to buy oil if they could pay in their own currency, which could make the US dollar a little less attractive. The demand for US dollars might decrease. This could weaken the US dollar's dominance in the global oil market. Now, this could be good for Saudi Arabia because they can pressurize the US to keep their dollar strong, so that they could continue buying Saudi oil. This scenario puts Saudi Arabia in more strategic position in today's ever-changing world of geopolitics. And to put things into perspective, If you were to look at the top 10 list of world's biggest companies, the only non-technology company in the list is Saudi Aramco, along with Berkshire Hathaway. Saudi Aramco is the world's largest oil producer by oil reserves and a major contributor to Saudi economy. Their success translates to the Saudi government's revenue. So ditching the petrodollar deal is very much in Saudi Arabia's interest to boost the market value of this company. Another point that I would like to bring to your notice is that there is a shift in landscape going on in the West with respect to fossil fuel. There is a trend towards renewable energy sources and increased fuel efficiency, which could lead to a decrease in oil consumption in the long run. So it is again very much in Saudi Arabia's interest to explore their oil production potential now and maximize their revenue from oil exports before the demand weakens significantly. This can provide them with a financial buffer to diversify their economy and invest in renewable energy sources for the future. Now the next question is, what was it that was holding this deal together between Saudi and the US? For the US, the petrodollar deal helped the US dollar become the world's dominant reserve currency, establishing a significant economic and political power to the US. This also made the US a watchdog. It could see large oil purchases of a country. The petrodollar system gave the US significant economic power. The high global demand for US dollar lowered United States' borrowing cost and made it easier to finance government spending. The US government sells bonds, which are basically IOUs. Investors buy these bonds to lend money to the US government. Since everyone wanted US dollars, investors are willing to buy US bonds at lower interest rates compared to bonds from other countries. Lower interest rates means the US government pays less to borrow money. Now, this frees up more money for the US government to spend on various domestic programs. Now, if you look at for Saudi Arabia, the dollar gave them a stable and widely accepted currency for their oil revenue, along with US military protection and an unprecedented access to advanced weaponry. With two of the biggest consumers and producers of crude oil working together, the US dollar became the most stable as well as widely used currency for global trade. Another reason why the deal lasted this long was that Saudi Arabia's decision to trade oil exclusively in US dollars established the dollar as a norm for other oil-producing nations. With nearly 80% of the global oil trade happening in the US dollars, and the US dollar being the main currency for oil sale, Saudi Arabia's income became less susceptible to fluctuations in exchange rates of other currencies. In other words, this petrodollar deal guaranteed a stable income stream in dollars for the Saudi government. Now we are going to look at some possible consequences for Saudi Arabia after ditching this petrodollar deal. While the end of this decade-old agreement opens up a wide variety of opportunity for Saudi Arabia, the consequences aren't of small magnitude either. By going beyond the US dollars, Saudi Arabia will have to accept the risk of exchange rates fluctuation. This in turn leads to the challenge of predicting and managing their oil revenues along with oil production. Another issue is that Saudi will face the price wars. As against an established US dollar as the basis for any trade, when they open up to multiple currencies, this will lead to more complexities, error, and even Saudi may have to face some bad trades, or they may even fail in some of their oil deals. That means Saudi Arabia would need robust financial systems to manage exchange rates, conversion costs, and potential currency risks. And also keep in mind, while converting between multiple currencies, additional transaction fees might eat into their profits. Now, if we look beyond the economic reasons, Saudi Arabia will have to face a much bigger problem. That is, the end of this agreement will have a far-reaching effect for any future economic deals and security engagement with the United States. The US and the Saudi Arabia have a strong standing security partnership. A weakening relationship could lead to a decrease in US military support and intelligence sharing, potentially jeopardizing Saudi Arabia's security. Some people say that a weakened US-Saudi relationship could create an opportunity for Iran, a regional rival of Saudi Arabia, to increase its influence in the region. If you have watched my previous video, I have explained that after President Ebrahim Raisi's death and assassinations of top Iranian military brass and nuclear scientists, Iran is now in a consolidation mode. But on the flip side, moving away from the US dollar could allow Saudi Arabia to build stronger economic and security ties with other countries, such as India, China, or Russia. As you know, Saudi Arabia became a member of BRICS in 2023. So, what is seen as a loss by moving away from the dollar can be seen as an opportunity in BRICS. BRICS membership will offer Saudi Arabia economic benefits through increased trade and investment opportunities with other BRICS members. It could also give them a stronger voice in international economic and political discussions. Now, let's look at the possible consequences for United States. Now, if we flip the glasses and see it from the American perspective, the most immediate effect of this deal expiry is that the US dollar is going to become weak. A weak dollar would also mean weak US financial markets. A weak dollar will also lead to a higher import cost for the United States, increased inflation, and a less negotiating power for the American political and business leaders on the global stage. Now let's look at the possible consequences for the rest of the world, that is the global economy. Can we really believe that the ending of the petrodollar agreement is only about the US and Saudi Arabia relations and that everything else in the world remains status quo? Not really. For instance, the fact remains that the Saudi currency rial would continue to be pegged to the US dollar. Hence, even if the payment for the Saudi oil can be in a different currency, the actual cost of the oil is still going to be based on the dollar. Now, going back to the consequences faced by both United States and Saudi Arabia, they will have a ripple effect on the global economy too. As the second largest oil producer, Saudi Arabia's risk of exchange rate issues will have the implications on not just OPEC, but the oil prices at a global level. And by now, with a lot of us having tasted blood and of course deserts in the stock market, I am sure we all are aware of the fact that America's weak dollar and inflationary outcome won't be restricted only to the American financial markets. It will be widespread, and the intensity of that mushroom cloud needs to be seen. Alright, you have to understand that the future is not all gloomy and dark either. With the end of the petrodollar deal, the world definitely has better chance to enter a more diversified global financial system, since many countries can look beyond the US dollar for their own global trades. There will be better opportunities for alternative currencies like the Indian rupee, yuan, ruble to play a bigger role in global commerce. And if you want hard data, in 2022, Saudi's top 4 oil customers were only Asian giants, China, Japan, India and South Korea, with America being at number 5. This is also an opportunity for the oil producing economies to look beyond oil production and diversify further. Now the last question of this video is, does Saudi Arabia have an alternative plan or exploring new avenues that led to the termination of this deal? As we conclude, we must understand that Saudi Arabia is yet to make any announcement with regards to their future plans. I mean, announcing plans and Saudi Arabia don't exactly go hand in hand. That's a line they don't cross. But that's where people like us have to sit and analyze. The road ahead, as rocky as sandy it might be, it is also filled with options and choices. Saudi Arabia can now accept a wider spectrum of currencies like the yuan, euro, rupees among the other major currencies, thereby reducing the potential exposure to fluctuations in a single currency. With single currency trades done away, Saudi Arabia will no longer depend on unilateral currency deals and can allow bilateral currency trades wherein they can accept an oil importer's preferred currency. If you see, this is a win-win for both parties, right? Then economic ties can be influenced by political tensions. Now, relying on currencies from region with political instability could create additional risks. But now Saudi Arabia can carefully analyze and choose who to trade with and when to trade. As we wrap up, let's also digest the fact that it's been little less than a fortnight since this deal has expired. The future of the US, Saudi and the world overall will uncover itself in the coming days, and we will have a better understanding of how the world and oil economy will adapt and move forward. With this, I end my talk. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.